with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Barring some heroic late-night deal within the next few minutes, it looks like there's going to be a government shutdown. Earlier, Democrats in the Senate voted down a Republican bill to keep funding the government, putting it on a path for the shutdown at midnight Eastern Time. Joe Fetterman reports President Trump has given Hamas 3, maybe 4 days to respond to his ceasefire proposal for ending the war in Gaza.
This is a 20-point plan that heavily favors Israel. It essentially calls on Hamas to surrender, to disarm, and transfer control of Gaza to a new internationally supervised body led by President Trump himself. In Gaza, residents have given the plan a cool reception. They say it amounts to a return to colonialism. Hamas has not given a response yet. It says it's studying the plan, and it's in touch with international mediators, trying to make some changes that are more favorable to it.
Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz praises President Trump's peace plan.
Merz describes it as the best chance to end the war between Israel and Hamas. The proposal demands that Hamas effectively surrender and disarm in return for an end to fighting, humanitarian aid for Palestinians, and the promise of reconstruction in Gaza, all desperately hoped for by the population in the devastated territory.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma. Pfizer has agreed to lower drug costs under a deal struck with the Trump administration. Under that agreement, Pfizer will charge most favored nation pricing to Medicaid and guarantee the same pricing on newly purchased launched drugs. The agreement does build on an executive order that President Trump signed in May. That order set a deadline for drug makers to lower prices or face new limits on what the government would pay. This is SRN News. Well, a church in East Tennessee continues to help its community recover from the ravages of Hurricane Helene.
It's been 1 year since that hurricane hit, but right away, First Baptist Church of Greenville, Tennessee, responded quickly to the crisis. Baptist Press reports the church played a major role in the rebuilding of 6 houses in 4 days early on, an effort which continued in the weeks and months that followed. In its ongoing work, FPC Greenville is providing furniture for people who are flooded out of their homes. They're also partnering with other Baptist churches in the state to provide money and materials for storm victims. George Williams, SRN News.
75-year-old Rose Daugherty has been arrested a second time for standing outside an abortion clinic in Scotland with a sign that reads, "Here to talk, only if you want." Despite only having stood silently, she has been approached and has been arrested again. This is SRN News. Nasty earthquake rattling the Philippines.
The central Philippines has been shaken by a strong 6.9 magnitude earthquake centered in Cebu province. In closed circuit video provided by Praise Racho, people were seen dashing into the street in Cebu City. In the beach town of Danbantayan, power went out and a stone church was damaged. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology issued a tsunami warning in nearby provinces and said it expected damage and aftershocks. The country's still recovering from storms that swept through last week, leaving at least 27 people dead. I'm Jennifer King.
In the meantime, latest reports now place the death toll at least 31. Authorities say the numbers may climb as search teams go through the rubble. Many of the structures destroyed reportedly row houses, most of which had numerous families in 3-4-story homes. More details at srnnews.com.